This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two. Kyle's with us. And if you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And please stay germane to the topic of the day, which is defective products. And so there is an organization called the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and they're headed in or headquartered in Bethesda, Maryland, and they're the feds. They are the federal organization to protect us from defective products, and they're out to lunch. They're asleep at the wheel. They're out to lunch. I don't know what they're doing, but they're not doing their job. So we are. We're doing it for them, and we're a bunch of volunteers, and we see defective products, and so we're going to tell you some more about them. So I bought our family bought for repair of a Mercedes-Benz 2004 station wagon some sway bar links, and these are metal links with rubber bushings on the end that attach to each end of the sway bar on the front suspension of a Mercedes E320 station wagon. So the original ones lasted about 16 years, and finally there's some play in them. So we purchased some Mevotech, M-E-V-O-T-E-C-H. It's a Canadian company, and at least the company is Canadian, but the products are certainly not manufactured. All of them are not manufactured in Canada. So we put the sway bar links on, and within 2 weeks it failed. They became worse than the ones that we took off, and we just happened to keep the old parts around. That's just something we do. We don't throw things away. So I called Mevotech and I said, so here's what happened. They said, geez, our engineers would be interested in looking at that and seeing why they failed. And I said, well, they failed because they're manufactured with substandard steel and other parts. And that's why they failed. And they said, would you kindly send them to me? And I said, would you kindly send me a refund? Because I don't want replacement products. Because if you send me a replacement, we're going to spend the hours putting them on, and they'll be defective just like the ones I'm sending you. And they said, no, we're not able to give you a refund. This is $36 worth of parts total. They would not send us a refund, but they told us that we could have their lifetime warranty. So here we're stuck with a defective substandard part under the Mevotech, M-E-V-O-T-E-C-H, brand name, and they want us to send them the parts so they could have their engineers evaluate them. And I said, so you want me to spend money and send you your defective parts, and you won't send me a refund. Is that right? And they said, that's right. And I said, no deal. No deal. You guys figure it out for yourselves. So I am not willing to help them because they're not willing to help me. They sold me a defective product. Now, how does that relate to today? Well, General Motors just announced that today that they're recalling more than 380,000, this is ABC News saying this, 380,000 older, O-L-D-E-R, older, let me say it a different way, 380,000 older SUVs. In the United States to fix a suspension problem. That's the kind of stuff that Mevotech sells, suspension parts. Okay? Because the defect or the installation defect causes these vehicles to sway at highway speeds. Now the worst thing that can happen to a vehicle is at a highway speed, right? You know, in a parking lot, if it's stationary, it's not so bad if a suspension problem fails. It's not so bad if the engine fails if you're in the parking lot. But if you're at highway speeds, we're talking 55, 65, 75, maybe even 80 miles an hour at some places. That's pretty dangerous, right? So 380,000 older SUVs have been recalled by General Motors. Now, what is older? Well, that's a relative term. To me, that sounds like it's a, to me, 2010 to 2016 Cadillac SRX and 2011 and 2012 Saab 9-4X SUVs. That sounds kind of new to me because I don't have a car that's as new as a 210. Or 2010, I mean, or 2016. So what happened? Well, evidently, there's a suspension part that needs to be tightened. It's adjustable. And the adjuster might not have been tightened properly, according to this news report, which causes the loss or a loose toe link, which keeps the rear suspension stable so the car doesn't lose control. So what's the fix? Well, obviously the fix is let's replace a adjustable part with a fixed part, no adjustment. That way the mechanics who have no idea what they're doing can replace these and they don't have to worry about tightening that nut, that adjusting nut, so that it won't come loose. That's what's going on today. Kyle, any comments about that?
Well, chances are, Vince, you know as well as I do that if that part is adjustable, it probably adjusts your toe, the back tires in or out, you know?
Yeah,
It adjusts something, the camber and caster, that's what I was thinking, yeah. It adjusts something, obviously, and so now they're going to put it so that if it's solid and your particular car doesn't have any other adjustment on it, you're going to be eating up tires.
I had a Lotus, 1974 Lotus Europa, and it came with fixed links like GM is talking about putting on their cars, non-adjustable. So when you looked at the back of the car, the bottom of the tire that touched the road was out farther than the top of the tire, which was, you know, if you looked at the tire, it looked like they were squatting outward at the bottom. So it wore out the rear tires in, I don't know, let's say, they were non-adustable links for toe in, toe out, caster, and camber. So I got a welder, and one of my friends helped me, and we cut all of these links, and we used threaded rods with nuts, and we made adjustable links so that the tires wouldn't wear out in a couple thousand miles, literally. So I can't believe that people are going to be bringing their GM car with an adjustable rear suspension part to keep the tires going straight and not wear out quickly to ones that are non-adjustable. That means if they're non-adjustable, that means one size fits all. That means every single car that they put them on will be out of rear alignment, every single one, in my opinion. Does that make sense to you, Kyle?
Well, I don't know about every single one, but I'll guarantee you probably half, you know what I mean? Because some of them are just going to be lucky that it's going to be the correct amount. That just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, I heard that same news report, and I thought to myself, in fact, Vince, what's so funny is this, that this come up, is I just had to replace the tie rod in the back of my Toyota. It's an old 92 Toyota. That I just love this car and I'm going to keep it. I put a bunch of money in it and I'm going to keep it till it stops running completely, but it doesn't burn a drop of oil. Anyway, I just had to replace that and I called Toyota. They wanted $166 and change for this adjustable, tie rod, so to speak, in the back of the car. And I went so I got him to give me the part number and I hunted around and I found a Moog, M-O-O-G, part for this, $74. And I like Moog, at least, in the old days, that used to be a really good quality, part. So anyway, so that's what I ordered and that's what I just put on. So I'm right the same ballpark.
All right, let's talk about that. So a Moog part was roughly $75. Now, I'll bet you that if you bought a 01 put in a box by a big box auto parts store that was made in China, you could have gotten it for about half that price if it were available. Moog is going to cost about 2x. Moog is the brand of choice that we use here on our farm. That's the one we like the best. So for suspension parts, when I was selling auto parts as a teenager in the 70s, you know, behind the counter, learning the auto parts business, that was the number one brand. You could not get a better auto suspension part better than Moog, period. And it's, I believe that's still the case. Now, they're not all made in the United States. Some of the Mercedes suspension parts that are under the Moog brand name come from Taiwan. And I don't necessarily have a problem with Taiwan. My concern is, I don't know about China. Now, maybe they make some great parts. I just, you know, I'm looking to be surprised and see some of these great parts from China. It's my opinion that the auto parts from China, if they make a hub for a front wheel hub for a truck, and it takes 10 units of grease, the Chinese are able to do it with 3 units of grease, which means that that hub is going to fail prematurely. In my opinion, how do I become, what makes me believe that? Because we replace them all the time. And we've replaced as many as 6 or 7 on one side of one truck. I'm not talking about one model of truck. I'm talking about one actual truck has had 6 or 7 right front wheel hubs that came from China that are unbranded except for they have the auto parts chain store brand name on them. Kyle, I want to talk about levels. And this is a simple thing. So let's say you're building a house and you want the 2x4s, the 2x6s, the 2x8s, the 2x12s, whatever you're using, you want them to be vertical. You want this house level and square, right? You want the floor to be level. So you buy a level. You go to Harbor Freight and you buy a level. And I did that when we were building this house in 2005. I went to Harbor Freight because where else do you get a level? So they had a whole bunch of them on the display rack. And they had 2-footers, 4-footers, and 6-footers. So I looked at them, and I wondered if they were actually calibrated right, whether they were level. And there's a bubble and a level, and you want the bubble to be between these 2 lines or 4 lines, depending on the quality of the level. So I wanted to know, are these actually level? So there was a column there in this old building right next to where the levels were on display, a vertical column that supported the roof. So I took one of the levels and I put it up to the column to see if the column was level. And it wasn't. So the level said that the column was not level, and I didn't believe that because it's a commercial building. I figured, you know, a building that's 30, 40 years old, it probably was level. So I took another level, and it wasn't level, and I took another level, and it wasn't level, and then I turned the level around, and depending on which way I put the level, it said that this column was leaning to the left or the right. So the level wasn't accurate. So I went through all of the levels, and I found one 4-foot level, that would read that this column was vertical, correct, plumb, top to bottom, and I could turn the level over so I could read it from the other vial, and I could turn it over and read, you know, the left side or the right side of the vial, and one of them was accurate, one out of all of them. So I bought that one. And then I bought a 6-foot one. That was a 4-footer. I bought a 6-foot one later on, and I used it a couple times. I checked it on the same column to make sure it was calibrated right, and it was. One of them was. The rest of them weren't. Brought it home. I used it a couple times. I hung it on a nail in the garage, and it got cold. You know, less than 32 degrees. The vial and the level exploded. Now, when have you ever seen an American vial and a level exploding?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today
I've got your
take my
when you go to
DC
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
With my dear friend Kyle in Montana. And so I was talking about this level. And so I bought this 6-foot level. It's orange. And it came from Harbor Freight Tools in Springfield, Missouri. And it was one level that was right in all of them that they had to sell on the 6-foot size. Only one of them was right. So I bought that one. And I know that it was right because I compared it to other levels and I compared it to this column and I turned it upside down, side to side, and it was right. Every way I used it, it was right. Brought it home, used it a couple times, and I have levels hanging in the automotive shop on nails so that they don't get damaged. So my levels don't have dings, they don't have dents, they're not out in the weather. I don't leave them outside. And so it was freezing cold. And, probably within a year or so of buying this level. And the vial exploded. It literally, boom. So there was no, you look in the little, where the vial was, and it's gone. Now, why is that? Well, that's because the fluid that this colored yellowish fluid that they put in the vial, was not, could not sustain a temperature below freezing. Now, the Craftsman level right next to it from 1950, 70 years old, that's still perfect. No explosion in any level. No explosion in the Stanley levels. No explosion in any of our other levels, and we have a bunch of them. Just this cheesy Harbor Freight one. So I brought it back to the store. The manager looked at it, and he said, yeah, get another one. Now, why did he do that? Because he knew that I wasn't the only guy that said, hey, there used to be a vial in here. This actually was a level at one time. He knew that the glass was thin in the vial. He knew that the fluid was not sufficient to for the temperature range that people would use levels. Now, here's the question. If you buy a house and contractors are building your house and contractors are using these Chinese levels, what is the possibility that your house is going to be level, plumb, and square? Assuming the contractors and the employees, the carpenters, etc., know how to read a level. What if they're reading a level and they actually know how to use one, and the level is off, your whole house is going to be cockeyed. Kyle?
Yeah, you know, Vince, I was really blessed. When I was starting out very young, I was going to college. In the summertime, I was working for a carpenter guy who owned the company that we were building houses. And he had a four-foot level that was called, and he had a name on it written Master. And so he required you to have a torpedo level, the small little, you know, eight-inch one, foot level, and a four-foot level that you had to carry as part of your tools. And everything had to go according to his master level. So he would take his level, set it down, show its level, stick the other your levels on top of it, and then once it passed muster and matched his level, you would put an M on it. And that's the way he knew that you had the correct, good level that you could use that would match his. So that was the case back in the 70s. I mean, we even had very few back then. But there was guys on mine passed. But luckily, mine were all Stanley. I got them at a store just that day to start the job. I still have one of those levels, too. We lost some in a fire one time. Some of the guys on the crew even then had to go back and exchange their levels because he wouldn't allow them to be used. He was really critical about that kind of a thing. And that really taught me a lesson. You know, it's really good to know.
Yeah. So class, if you're going to buy a level, make sure it actually is level. And the way you can do that is kind of the way I did. I found this column in the store, and I thought that it would be unlikely that that column would not be plumb, you know, vertical, up and down, straight. And it was perfect. It really was. So the guys that installed that, the guys and the gals, probably guys because it was, you know, maybe 40-year-old building, they had a good level, and they knew how to read it. And they acted appropriately. But the question is, what is your house going to be like in this building boom that's going on with people buying Chinese levels? You know, are they all bad? No. I actually found one at Harbor Freight that was correct. One. So they're not all bad. Just all the other ones besides the one that I bought.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, just days after Vice President Kamala Harris made her own visit to El Paso, Texas for a few hours. Since the visit, Vice President Harris has not made any changes to correct the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump is expected to visit the epicenter of the crisis, the Rio Grande Valley, along with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a bill to remove statues honoring those who backed the Confederacy from the Capitol building. Dan Araki explains.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed in a 285 to 120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This day in history. Flash, 1876. After a two-day march, wounded soldiers are evacuated from Little Bighorn by the Far West steamboat. Flash, 1934. In Germany, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler orders a bloody purge of his own political party, assassinating hundreds of Nazis. The event is known as the Night of the Long Knives. Flash, 1974. Soviet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov defects from the USSR, considered one of the world's greatest ballet dancers of all time. Flash, 1936.
You who have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage for two people who are as different as we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry me. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open a mouth except say yes, no, and raise a pass with me and my friends just like...
What are the things I had about men?
Who are you to tell me I mustn't? You led me on. You made me believe you wanted to marry me.
Now, Scarlett, be fair. I never at any time...
You did. It's true, you did. I hate you till I die. I can't think of anything bad enough to call you.
Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind, one of the best-selling novels of all time and the basis for the 1939 blockbuster movie, is published. Mitchell was forced to quit her job as a reporter at the Atlanta Journal to recover from a series of physical injuries, giving her the time she needed. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, the reason that the Chinese products are getting bashed here at USA Prepares by me is because that's been my experience, that they're defective many times. The ones that I'm talking about, I have found to be substandard. So here's another one. Now, this one is a real serious problem. Now, not everybody's going to have this particular tool, but for those of you that use these tools, you really need to be careful because you can be killed by these defective products. So what am I talking about? Well, we have a grinder, a DeWalt manufactured yellow grinder. It's an angle grinder, and it has a 4.5-inch cutting wheel. on it. Now, you can buy DeWalt-branded cutting wheels, and they're abrasive cutting wheels, and they're like the thickness of a piece of cardboard. And if you want to cut a piece of metal, like sheet metal, thick sheet metal, or a piece of pipe or rebar, you know, this tool will work great. So you can go to the Harbor Freight Chinese Factory Tool Outlet, and you can buy their cutoff wheels. And they have a pack of them, maybe five of them in a pack. And here's the problem. People that we know have used these, and if they get, now these are going to spin at, I don't know, 3,000 RPM or more. So they're going to be going, turning really, really fast. And if they develop a crack in them, they think of a plate spinning really fast and having a crack in it. Do you think that that plate is going to launch, fracture, and send pieces flying? The answer is yeah, that's what would happen. Well, that's what happens with these subs, not all of them, but some of these substandard Chinese manufactured cutoff wheels. Now, it's worse than that because we know a guy who got one of these Chinese manufactured cutoff wheels. The disc broke and it launched into his leg and really hurt him. You know, not just a bruise. It was a pretty serious problem. Now, what about grinding wheels? So you all know what we're talking about, these electric grinders. They have two wheels, one on either side of the motor, and some of them have guards on them, and it's just a small opening where you can grind that piece of metal or whatever you're grinding. There's a small opening and a protective plastic lens to keep parts of the stone from flying up into your eyes. Well, what if those grinding wheels came from a factory that really didn't put the right amount of resin in with the grit to hold the wheel together? And the centrifugal force of that 3,600 RPM motor caused that grinding wheel to fly apart. Has it ever happened? Yes, it has. So we have concern over products that can really hurt you. So when you use a grinder, a grinding wheel, a cutoff wheel, or any of those kind of products, you need to wear safety glasses and leather gloves, in my opinion, and expect them to come apart. Now, there are good quality Chinese products, and there are substandard Chinese products. And generally, I'm not so sure how to tell which is which. So I'm really cautious, and I'm not buying anything more from China that is not branded with a U.S. brand name. Because I'm hoping that the U.S. manufacturers are paying attention and they're looking at and testing these products as, you know, Consumer Reports might have. Now, Consumer Reports, if they were a magazine today, they would have a heyday with these Chinese products. It would be a magazine full of don't buy these products, in my opinion. Kyle? Kyle, are you still there?
Oh, yeah. You cut out there, Vince. Like I said, okay. I'm sorry. This is a exercise in ESP, and mine isn't working right now. You know, I totally agree with you. I have had decent luck. I've never had one break on the – now, the 4.5 inches is going to spin faster. They make a smaller one than that. I think it's, what, like 3.5? I don't remember for sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah, there's one in a 3-inch neighborhood. Yes, there's one in a 3-inch neighborhood.
And that's the one that I use on my little grinders. I have not had them come apart, but as anybody would know, if you're spinning at 3,000, say just for rounding numbers, if you're spinning at 3,000 RPM at the shaft, the further out you go from that, the more centrifugal force you're going to have on whatever it is blowing apart. So the longer and the bigger the disc, you know, the worse it's going to be. I use them pretty often. I mean, probably at least once or twice a week I will use those little cutoff wheels. I just replaced one because it got down so far it was less than about an inch. But I'll use them till they're practically gone.
Okay, so let's talk about Let's talk about another product. Let's talk about drywall. In 2004 through 2007, China was exporting drywall. It's also called sheetrock. And that's used in American homes for the wall covering and the ceiling covering. Okay? That's what's put on walls. Well, the Chinese shipped drywall that was made with toxic waste sandwiched between two pieces of cardboard. So that's what it is. Normally it's gypsum. Liquefied gypsum, made into a slurry, made into almost like a paste, and it's rolled between two sheets of cardboard, and it's typically 4 feet wide and 8 feet long or 12 feet long. Okay? Well, the Chinese were kind enough to ship us some between 2004 and 2007, and they used toxic waste, which emitted a sulfur gas from the drywall. It was like, what do we do to get rid of, I'm just hypothesizing, what do we do to get rid of all this toxic waste? Well, let's sell it to the GDP in America. So it ended up in big box stores, and they denied that they sold it, but they did, like Lowe's and others. And this drywall ended up in about 100,000 homes, 100,000 homes in more than 20 states. Now, imagine that these toxic fumes are serious, and they were corrosive. The sulfur gas was corrosive. And what it did was it corroded metal. What kind of metal? Well, like the air conditioning systems, like the wiring, like the plumbing in these houses. So the copper wiring, if you want to know if you have Chinese drywall, you take off the cover plate, you know, shut off the circuit breaker for that circuit, and take off the cover plate for the switch or the receptacle, and look in there with a flashlight, and if the copper wire, the bare copper wire, is black, you probably have Chinese drywall. So what it did was it corroded the connections between the devices, like the receptacles, you know, the outlets, and the switches, etc., to the point where they corroded and they could start a fire because of the increased resistance at that connection, meaning the screw on the outlet, the screw on the switch, or the wire nut holding the two wires electrically and mechanically together in the ceiling fixtures. So what do you do if you have Chinese drywall in your house? Well, it's easy. You take everything out of your house. You take the cabinets out. You take the appliances out. You take the bookshelves and all your furniture. You take it out of the house. And you demolish all the drywall. That's all you have to do. Then, of course, you have to take the trim off the windows, the trim off the doors, and remove all the drywall. And, of course, you have to wear a hazmat suit to do that. And then when you get all the drywall out, then you make sure that you get all the nails and screws that hold the drywall in, get all that out, put it in a dumpster, send it to the dump, and then you re-drywall your house. So what does that cost? Between $80,000 and $100,000 at the low side. Now, what kind of drywall are you going to put back in? American-made drywall, of course. So when we talk about defective Chinese products, it spans the spectrum. Now, I used to think, naively, I used to think, well, if it's really heavy and it's big, they're not going to ship it across the ocean. You know, like drywall, kind of fragile. You know, if you don't handle it right, it'll crack. They're not going to ship that. You know, it only costs $10 for a sheet of it. They're not going to ship that from China. Oh, yeah? They did. They did. So, Kyle, any comments about that fiasco?
Well, I heard about it, Vince, but I never did. I never did have to deal with it. So, yeah, I don't really have any comments on that. Sorry.
Okay. So, class, you can look it up. You can type in two words, toxic drywall. Or if you want to use three words, toxic China drywall. Okay, so here's another one. Somehow our children, our boys have learned that, you know, when we buy something, we don't buy one of them. So I asked one of our boys to buy couple propane cylinders, those 14-ounce cylindrical cylinders, like Burns-O-Matic cylinders for, you know, Burns-O-Matic type torch. I said, you know, I think we're going to need some of these, and I think they're going to get harder to get. Would you get a couple of them, please? And this was about a year ago. So our son came home with 12. Why? Because they had 12 in a case. So he went to the Chinese factory outlet, and a little over a year ago, before the China virus, and he bought 12 of them. Now, we don't use them all. I figured this, you know, the ones I had some that are 40 and 50 years old. You know, they've got to last that long, right? Propane doesn't go bad. So I went to use one of them and put a brand new Burns-O-Matic torch head on it, and it worked fine. And what I do, and I'd like to hear Kyle's protocol for using a Burns-O-Matic type torch, propane torch. When I'm done, I take the torch head off, and I put that black plastic or white plastic cap back on the propane cylinder so dust doesn't get in there. That's what I do. So I don't want to leave a torch head on the propane cylinder. I always take them off. Do you do the same thing, Kyle, or do you leave them connected?
No, I take them off as well, Vince, because I don't trust the little torches anymore.
Okay. So, Burns-O-Matic brand torch, brand new. Burns-O-Matic brand torch propane cylinder, brand new. Took the torch head off, and it's leaking. I thought, all right, let me put it back on. So I put the torch head back on, took it off, still leaking. Now, it's not leaking a lot, but you can certainly smell it because there's a chemical that's added to propane so that it smells like rotten eggs, so you can tell when there's a leak. That's why they do that. Same with natural gas. All right, so what do you do? Well, I dialed 1-800 because the number's on the torch cylinder. I called Burns-O-Matic, and I talked to a really nice guy there, and I said, so here's the situation. I explained that our son bought 12 of these, and we used the first one, and it leaks. So I said, so what do I do? He said, well, take it outside. Let it leak outside. That is the answer. Let it leak outside, because there is no fix. Why? Because the Schrader valve in the propane cylinder, like in a tire and in the air conditioning system, the Schrader valve doesn't hold the gas. It leaks. We'll be right back.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms.
forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, what I'm saying is I have 1 out of 12 Burns-O-Matic torch cylinders or brand new, that have the dust caps on them, it leaks. And I believe, and I told the representative from Burns-O-Matic when I called him up a couple days ago, that I believe it's a Chinese Schrader valve that they're using, and those Chinese Schrader valves from Harbor Freight leak Freon. They don't seal the Freon either. And so why should the Schrader valves that they used and their Burns-O-Matic torches not leak? Now, that's a serious problem because you've got propane that's explosive. And the answer that I was given was take it outside where it's safe and let the propane escape. I had 12 of these cylinders. I don't trust a single one of them. So I went on to tell him that, yeah, and our other son bought 4 torch heads, and he thought it was really neat because you just press the button and it sparks and it lights. And it's what a great way to go, right? So one for every truck. We'll put, you know, a propane cylinder in every truck with a torch head, with a self-igniter. So we bought 4 of them, and after we had them for a while, I decided to put them in the truck, and he opened the boxes, and he found out that 3 of them are the same that match the description on the box, and 1 of them doesn't have a self-igniter. So I told this to the Burns-O-Matic representative, and he said, yeah, well, sometimes that happens at the store. Sometimes people switch the contents. And I said, yeah, that could happen. That could happen. And I said, so what do we do? And he said, well, I'll send you another torch. And I said, okay, fine. He said, just send me a picture. And I said, I'll be glad to do that. So I said to my son, where's the torch? He said, well, it's in your truck. It's in the bed box. It's in that cross bed aluminum bed box made by DeWalt. It's in the bed box. Well, I can't open it. I can't open the bed box because the locking mechanism, not the lock, but this traverse rod that runs from one side to the other that moves the locking mechanisms came undone. So now when you move the latches or one of the latches to open the lid, you can't because it doesn't work. So my bed box is locked. In it is... it won't open, I should say. It's not locked. It won't open. And the only way to fix this that I know of is to drill out 2 sets of 4 rivets on the locking mechanism so that I can sneak in there and open this so that I can take a picture of the Burns-O-Matic torch head that's wrong and send it to Burns-O-Matic. So here we have it, and DeWalt, great. I said, I love this toolbox. I loved it until it wouldn't open. Now, it takes a special size rivet that I don't have, pop rivet. So I've got to buy rivets to fix this, and DeWalt doesn't make them anymore. DeWalt doesn't make these toolboxes anymore. Maybe they found out that they can't get them to last, so they stopped making them. Kyle, any comments about that fiasco?
Hey, Vince, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. You must have a Chinese phone.
Oh, I, you know. So I was wondering, there's an economic term, and we were talking about the discs and the different things, you know, and it's some type of a loss. I can't remember, but there's so many people that they figure into their system that are going to buy these discs or these Bernzomatic torches or propane that are just not going to do anything. They're just going to throw them away. And so they're going to write it off and not bring it back or cost them money by taking it back to them. And we're living in the fruition of that totally. And I think it's a stop loss or some kind of a loss system that they're kind of figuring that most people won't deal with. And so I'm wondering, do you know what that name is?
No, I don't, but I know what you're describing. And the lawyer who was involved in the class action suit against Orscheln and Citgo, in which I was involved in this class action suit. And by the way, class, we were number 3. Out of all the people who were harmed by this defective fluid, we ranked 3rd from the top. Okay? A lot of damage here at our farm. Enormous amount of damage. So he said to me that people said to him after the class action suit was settled, and the window was closed for joining this class action suit, people said, well, I didn't think it was real. So I didn't think you'd get anything back, so I didn't participate in the class action suit. So because they didn't participate, and you don't have to do anything to participate, nothing. All you have to do is do nothing, and you're part of it. But they didn't even want to do that. So, well, actually, they just had to send something back saying, yeah, you know, we're in. That's all I had to do. And they didn't do that. So I'm looking at this Harbor Freight cutoff wheel. Brand new one, okay? On the label it says, in capital letters, to prevent serious injury. So they know these things come apart. Use approved glasses, an approved dust respirator, and a full face shield during use. Now, show me one person that uses a full face shield when using a 4.5-inch cutoff wheel. Show me one. I don't know if anybody even has one. You know, safety glasses, yes, but they want you to use a full face shield. They also say, do not stand in line of the disc when starting the machine. Spin the wheel at full speed for 1 minute before use. Now, why do they say that? They want to make sure that you spin it for a minute and have it come apart before you use it. They know these things are dangerous. Kyle, any comments in the last 10 seconds?
Yeah, we're in a war event, and nobody recognizes it.
Yeah, so if you've got a defective product, class, I don't care what it is, even if it's outside the warranty, bring it back and say, you know, there's an implied warranty. This refrigerator is supposed to last more than a year. Kyle, thanks so much for being with us. And, class, there are a lot of defective China products up there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.